All right, ladies. Well, this call is now being recorded. So, like I said, I want us to set the intention for the call. I want us to be in this moment, in this space, with the intention on receiving. Oftentimes we show up and we show up places out of routine and we're not fully there. I want us to be present in this moment to receive information that can possibly change our lives, that can change the lives of our friends and our families and our neighbors and our coworkers. So I want us to take a deep breath in. I know a lot of times we can breathe so shallow, and sometimes when I take a deep breath, I can actually hear my back crack, and I'm like, wow, Angel, breathe. Breathe. So I want us to take two more really, really deep breaths. One more. I want us to actually take one more, but before we do, I mean, obviously continue to breathe. Don't hold your breath. But as I'm speaking, I want you to think about a bright light. I don't care what color it is, whatever color you see when you close your eyes, I want you to think of that color just illuminating from your whole entire body and shining really, 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 really bright, like illuminating from your body. That is literally what takes place when we step outside of our house. Every morning when we wake up, we begin to shine bright as the color that you see right now in your mind. We are that bright, and so many times we try and shrink and play small. And the greatness that's in us is so big that people notice it all around us. But we're still trying to hide it and dim our light. So whatever color that is for you, I want you to take a deep breath in and inhale everything that bright light entails for you. Peace, love, joy, finances, love, intimacy. Light attracts all of that. So when we are aware of just how bright that we can really shine, things will start to manifest for us in record speed. And that is what I want to talk to you guys tonight about. Tonight's topic, I sent out an email earlier about getting your house clean, and I've gotten some pictures, and I'm so blown away because I wasn't even able to post them all. So, I'm sorry, one second. I just wanted to bring that one last note up. When I was receiving these pictures, I'm like, oh my goodness. So, I sent out the email telling you guys to get your house clean, take an area that you've been putting off, and get it clean. And I want, if there's anybody on the line tonight that actually got a space in their house clean that they have been putting off, and you cleaned it up today, I just want you to tell me, how did you feel when it was done? If there's anybody that's on the call that wants to share, how did you feel after you cleaned up your space?
Well, I felt relieved.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy about it. I felt like I was getting rid of doing something that I had been putting off for a while. So basically I was clearing a space in my life. I was beginning to see an opening for something new, seeing change. So for me, it made me think about just some things that I needed to do. I saw some things I needed to get rid of. I cleaned out my closet. So, you know, a lot of times we pack a lot of stuff in, and I had a lot of stuff packed in, just trying to move it out of the way. And it's like, you know, now I'm clean. I've cleaned it out, so it's like I have more free space, and I can really see things the way I need to see them now.
Yes. I love it. I love it. So ultimately, you feel good, don't you?
I feel wonderful, yes. I do. I feel accomplished. I feel like, you know, I stuck to the task. I completed it, so that's one thing off of my list.
Yes, Absolutely. I love it. And that was the intention. I wanted you guys to feel good tonight. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. I want to talk about, how to feel good about who you are, what you do, why you do what you do. Because when we feel good, when we feel good is when good things come to us. And a lot of people miss that. A lot of people think that when I get the husband or when I get the car or when I get the promotion, then I'll feel good. We need to realize that if we feel good now, in this moment, there's so many things that we can be grateful for. There's so many things to have gratitude about. Just the mere fact that nobody is on a ventilator right now. Like, we're breathing on our own. That all in itself is enough to just be so grateful for and to feel good about. So I talked to you guys about getting your house in order, and I just want to share just a few little tips on the benefits of keeping a clean home, and then I have 6 points to share with you guys, and I got 15 minutes to get it done, and I am going to make it happen. So the benefits, some of the benefits of keeping your house clean. Number one, it helps you save money. When your house is clean, it helps you save money. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if we have mail piled up, sitting on our coffee table, sitting on our desk, sitting on our bed, we could possibly have bills in there that are due, and now we have to pay a late fee because our house was a mess, or we didn't know where the bill was, or we had to call and get someone to send it out to us again. Whatever the case may be, it helps you save money. A couple weeks ago, I had a $500, it was actually like $586 in my bedroom. In my bedroom, I have this little basket kind of, it's like a little plastic gold thing that I put all my mail in. And once a week, I go through it all and I file it, throw it away, or do what needs to be done with it. And so, like I said, I do this every week. Every week I do this. Well, I had let 2.5 weeks go by, and I didn't do it. So I'm grabbing my mail out of the mailbox and just putting it right into this basket. Well, the type of insurance that I had for my children, when my youngest, my 10-year-old, when she goes to get her eyeglasses, we have to pay for her eyeglasses up front, and then my insurance reimburses us. So the eyeglasses were $586 or something like that. The insurance, they sent out the check. I sent them the receipt. They sent it out. And I, quote-unquote, never received it. But I did. It was sitting in that box. It was sitting in my little bin for 2.5 weeks. And so when I called them to say, you know, you guys didn't send me the money, I sent the receipt. And she said, man, we did. And I said, well, I never received it. And so they had to stop payment on the check that I had and resend another one. So 2 days later, when I finally sat down to organize my mail, I found the check. That whole time I was sitting on almost $600 and didn't know it because I had just put it in my basket. So keeping a clean home helps you save so much money. Keeping a clean home, one of the benefits for keeping a clean home is it also helps you end procrastination. How often do we sit and look at a pile of clothes and a pile of books and some shoes and some jewelry just all clumped up together, and we just look at them like, oh, I'll get to it later, because it can be so overwhelming. It can be so overwhelming that we just procrastinate on it and just continue to put it off and put it off and put it off. And there's I could go deep into procrastination, but that will be another call. The next thing, the next benefit of keeping your home clean to allow you to feel good is it helps you think better. When we're in a clean and organized space, our thoughts are so crystal clear because we're not preoccupied with all the stuff that we have laying around. And one of another benefit of keeping a clean home is that it helps you save so much time. When you have a home for literally every single thing in your house, you can go directly to whatever it is that you need because you know exactly where it is. So it helps you save time, and it helps you stop looking for your keys that you use every single day. Where are my keys? I remember living like that. Like, oh, my God, where did I put my keys? Now I have a key holder. As soon as I walk in, I just hang it up. I'm never losing my keys again. It's genius. It works. It works so well. So I want to get into the 6 points that I have for you really quickly on how to feel good. I just gave you the benefits of keeping a clean home. And keeping a clean home, you have to have a system in order to get that done. A lot of people think that I organized my house last month and I'm good. I went through all my clothes. This is something that has to be done on a regular basis, and I schedule it for my household every 3 months. So this is something that has to be done on a regular basis. So the first point that I want to share with you in feeling good is to first find your purpose. What were you created to do? Who were you created to serve? What problems or what solution is inside of you that solves somebody else's problem? When you know your purpose, you feel good. And if you don't know your purpose, ask. It's a simple instruction. God tells us to ask and you shall receive. God, what in the world did you put me here to do? Simply ask that question and I promise you, you will get your answer. And the only thing that I share, when you ask that question, be prepared to receive the answer and also be prepared to believe it when he tells you. The second thing, in feeling good all the time, feeling good all the time, so you can start to attract the things that you're praying for, attract the things that are on your vision board. The second point, this is so key, guys. This is so key. I think I blogged about it the other day. It's to end all the relationships in your life that are draining you. We just don't feel good when every time our phone rings and it's somebody that we just know what they're getting ready to say. They're complaining about something. They're talking about somebody. Get rid of that person. And when I say get rid of that person, I mean end all communication. It is, oh, my God, I can't express that enough. Who we surround ourselves with is everything. And do not think that you can still hang with the old people while they're doing the old things that you used to do and you not be tempted. It is impossible. It's not going to happen. It even warns us in the Bible to, what is that scripture? I'm paraphrasing. It says that you who are more spiritual, you go to your brother and you help them, but you be careful too because you also will be tempted. So end all relationships that are draining you so you can increase your energy and start to feel good again. And even if it's your mother, if it's your father, if it's your sister, your brother, your cousin, your coworker, like people literally, like people when you go to a job interview, you have to fill out an application. Like people need to apply to be with you. So you need to give it a moment before you let people into your inner space. Check them out check out their conversation, how they think, how they see things in life, because it will rub off on you, and it's so subtle. So you want to end all relationships that are draining you so you can feel good. The next point, this is so huge. The next point is to love the woman God made you to be and make peace with her. You are all you have. At the end of the day, it's you and God. If you're married, if you're single, if you live in a household with 500 people, at the end of the day, it's just you and God. And Joyce Meyer talks when she told a story, and she said, everywhere you go, there you are. And that's so true. You are everywhere you go. So you might as well fall in love with who you are. Because nobody likes to be with people that we don't like. So if we don't like ourselves, we're not going to feel good. We're not going to feel good. We're going to be sluggish. We're going to be constantly thinking about, oh, my thighs are so fat or my breasts are too big or my stomach is too big. Fall in love with your thighs and your breast and your stomach. Embrace it all. If you don't like it, change it. Do something about it. But fall in love with it. It's not until you love something that you can change it. If you don't love yourself or value yourself enough, you will just let anybody just run all over top of you because you have no value within yourself or you don't recognize the value within yourself. So fall in love with who you are. Write down all the qualities that you possess, all your skills, all your abilities, your gifts and your talents, the things that you have credentials in. Write all those things down and add it up. What is that value? How long have you gone to school? How long did it take you to get that degree? You are valuable, and you need to fall in love with her. The next point I want to share with you is to be grateful. Be grateful for everything. Pay attention to the conversation that you have when you're driving on your way to work. Are you complaining about the traffic, or are you sitting in traffic listening to a powerful audio or a book on audio or listening to absolutely nothing? Did you plan properly so you could get out of the house on time so maybe you could miss a little bit of the traffic? Pay attention to your conversations. Do you sit in the grocery store line? I hear this so often. Sometimes it just brings heat all over my body when I'm in the grocery store and people are saying, oh, my God, can they open up another lane? What's taking them so long? And I'm like, are you serious? Do you realize there are people in other countries that are literally going out with bow and arrows and fighting and killing the animals for their food? And all we got to do is show up and pick it off the counter. It's already cut, slaughtered, and packaged. And all we have to do is come and look at all the many choices we have, put it in our cart, buy it, and go home. And we're going to complain that the line is too long? Please. We need to be grateful for everything. I believe it's in, I think it's in 1 James where he says that, I just lost it. What is it? Oh my goodness. It's in 1 James and he says it's not be grateful for everything, but he talks about the trials and the temptations that we'll face, that we should be excited when those things come upon us because we know that through those things, God is going to show up and show off. So recognize, pay attention to the conversation that you have when you are out of alignment, when you're not in gratitude, when you're not being grateful. If you're at work and you get your paycheck and you're like, oh my God, what am I paying with this? I have all these bills. Don't complain about it. Be grateful for it. You give some, you save some, you pay your bills, and you give thanks, and you invest some in something else that's going to make you money. Be grateful for everything because it can always be worse. It can always be worse. The next point that I want to share with you guys is, in order to feel good, you have to have an open mind. In order to feel good, you have to have an open mind. I remember being so closed-minded. My husband was trying to introduce me to all these different kinds of foods. And I'm like, when I grew up in my household, we had meatloaf and spaghetti and beans and hot dogs. We didn't eat all this other stuff. So when I started seeing my husband and he was introducing me to all these different foods, I'm like, I don't eat that. What is that? It doesn't even look like it's cooked. I'm not eating that. And the very things that I said I don't eat, I love them now because I had an open mind. When you have an open mind, you are willing to do new things. You're more open to doing new things. And studies even show that when we enter into new situations, our body literally feels the difference in the atmosphere, and it creates joy within us. Excuse me. So always keep an open mind about things. If somebody calls you and says, oh, let's go to this concert, and it's a genre of music that you don't listen to, go. You might just like it. You just don't know. So keep an open mind. And the last point that I want to share with you, and I really, 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 really want you guys to get this, not only get this, I want you to do this tonight, because I'm going to do it tonight, even though I'm a little bit tired and, you know, I had so much stuff going on today. I'm still going to do this last tip that I'm going to share with you, and I pray that you guys do it too, because it's going to increase your energy and help you feel good. And that is to literally turn on your favorite song and dance like nobody is watching. I literally want you, when you get off this call, if you're too tired to do it tonight, do it tomorrow morning. But I want you to dance. I want you to move your body. We can be so stiff. We're stiff and rigid. We go to work. We go to school. We come home. We take the kids to school. We pick the kids up from daycare, and everything is on routine. Relax. Open your body up. Open your fingertips. Stretch your fingertips and undo your arms and just move. I'm doing them right now because it just feels so good to move your body. Like every joint in our body, it moves for a reason. We're supposed to be moving it. And a lot of us have desk jobs. We sit at the computer. I know for myself, I sit for most of my day because I work at my computer. So I have to often get up and just move my body. But I want you to put on your favorite song, and I want you to dance like nobody is watching. And that will literally make you feel so much better. Even when you're down and you put your favorite song on, there's something about music. There's something about music. It just increases your vibration, and no matter what's going on. And ladies, we are changing into, well, we're not changing into, we're in the fall season now. And a lot of people suffer from a disorder called SAD, seasonal affective disorder. A lot of people suffer from that. The sun not being up as many hours as it used to during the summer, a lot of people are getting ready to start slipping into depression, a seasonal depression. None of you, no one on this call or no one listening to this audio later on is going to suffer from any kind of depression, because you have the tips, you have the tools, and you have, excuse me, hold on 1 second, ladies, I'm so sorry. Excuse me, you guys have what it takes to change your mind and to change your attitude and not be knocking on depression's door this autumn or this fall season, because a lot of people are getting ready to slip into that. Ladies, that is what I have for you tonight. Excuse me, is there anybody that has any questions, comments, or concerns either about tonight's teaching or about anything else?
I do.
Yes, please tell me your name.
Denise Ford.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, yes.
I was wondering if you have any one-on-one coaching. I have an event planning company, and I'm trying to balance everything out for our social media. I have a blog, but I'm really not blogging like I'm supposed to. I have a full-time job. I have an event planning company, you know, the family life, and just balancing everything up and just trying to, I'm having difficulty attracting new clients. Balancing, you know, just trying to promote, market, the whole nine yards. So I was just wondering if you offer that.
I do have some one-on-one coaching coming up. I will be opening back up within, I'm going to say by the end of next week, I should have some more openings, because I only like to work with 10 women at a time, just because I like to give 1,000% of myself. And so, yes, I will be opening that up. Are you on my email list?
I joined today.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Yay. That makes me happy. Awesome. So, yes, so you'll be one of the first to know.
Okay, great.
When that opportunity is available. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else that has any questions, comments, or concerns?
I say, Angel, this is Jonay. I didn't send you pictures, but it was funny. As I was, like, cleaning up earlier, I had read your email, so I was like, oh, I'm on the right track today.
Yeah.
And I just came in like around 9 something, just before the call, and I just want to say like how refreshing it was to come into my house. And I was like, it is nothing like coming home to a clean house. Like, and I heard the crickets from outside, but it was like, it just felt like my sanctuary and my peace to step in. So that felt really, really, really good. Yeah, so, and I thank you because y'all, Angel got me doing stuff like, it's been like a year or more now that I've been, you know, since I met Angel and been listening to her. And I mean, I clean off ketchup bottle nozzles now and the syrup nozzles.
I love it. Yes, the uncommon lifestyle. I love it.
And I just want to tell you, Angel, how I appreciate you, too, just for putting your gift in the air, because my son is sitting by my side on this call as I'm listening. So I'm thinking about the things that are getting planted inside of him by listening to you and your message. So, yeah, so thank you.
Jonay, you make my heart sing. You make my heart sing. I'm going to tell you something. When you meet someone that is hungry and that will just, you know, when you meet somebody and you know you can sense the urgency that's inside of them. You can sense that they are right on the edge of just an amazing, amazing life, and they're hungry. So when you have a hungry person sitting in front of you, they will eat if you pour into them. And Jonay eats.
Mm-hmm.
She drinks from the wisdom of anything and anybody she can get her hands on. This woman is so dynamic, and she doesn't just hear a word. She doesn't just hear a word. She hears it, and she puts it into play, and it's changed her life. Jonay, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, if you ladies are not familiar with her programs, get the Uncommon Woman. She ain't paying me to do this, but yeah. I mean, get the Uncommon Woman series. It's worth the investment. It really is. And I mean, just the difference I've seen in myself and just celebrating myself, because I left my sister and my mother too this afternoon, and it was just like, I'm really different. I'm not.
Wow.
The norm, you know what I mean? And it's like, you love them, but you need to be able to recognize your uncommonness and your in order to love yourself. And that's what Angel teaches, you know, being that uncommon woman. So, yeah.
That is, oh God, Jonay, that is so, isn't it amazing when you recognize, isn't there a song, I think it's a song, and it says, I'm different. Yes, I'm different.
Yes.
That plays in my mind when sometimes when I'm sitting even with my family, just like you said, with your family, mm-hmm. I will do anything for my family, anything under the sun for them. But at the same time, I have to limit my time around certain family members.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people struggle with that. Well, it's my sister, or well, it's my cousin, and I don't care who it is. If they didn't meet your qualifications, they don't get the job to be in your space. And you recognize, man, I am different. Man, I'm different.
Yes. I love that point you made, too, that point you made about making them apply to be in your space. That was brilliant right there. I love that.
You know what I thought about, Jonay? It was a while ago I thought about this, like, when you go on a job interview, you have to apply to come there. Then after you get the job, they put you on a 90-day probation period.
Mm-hmm.
But us as people, we'll have sex with you on the first night. We'll help co-sign a car for you, co-sign something. And we don't even know your last name. We don't know who your mother is. We don't even know where you live yet. And we're giving all of ourselves to people. And we're not giving them a 90-day nothing. Just the first day, okay, I'm here. Like, no, I'm valuable. I know who I am. You got to apply for this. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies, is there anybody else that has any questions, comments, or concerns?
Hi, Angel.
Yes.
This is Dion Davidson.
Hey, Dion.
Hey.
I'm glad Jonae reminded me because I just got home from homecoming and I would not want to miss this call. But I'm just so excited and grateful for your support throughout this. And the point that you made tonight is just so in line with the conversations that I've been having with myself, with God, and with my mom about loving the woman that God made me to be. Mm. And you brought that up, and that just struck a nerve. I was like, wow. You know, in the healing process and everything that I've been going through, that's been the greatest challenge, is to forgive me and love me, because God has already forgiven me. So now I have to do my part so that I can heal.
Yeah.
Because he loves me so much that he allowed me to live through it all. As painful as it has been, he kept me and he's keeping me and he will continue to keep me. So it's just loving that woman that he created me to be. I know what my purpose is. Mm-hmm. And walking in my purpose is honoring God. Mm-hmm. Loving the woman he created me to be is honoring him and giving him the glory. So I just wanted to just say thank you, because I'm glad I made the call and just heard that. That was confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dion, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. Thank you for showing up. Just thank you for showing up, because I'm telling you, ladies, half of the stuff that I know that some of you women have been through, I'm just grateful that you're still in your right mind and you still show up for your life each and every day. So, Dion, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Dion.
Ladies, is there anybody else that has any questions, comments, or concerns, or wants to share anything? All right, ladies. Well, I'm going to end this call. It is now 10:41. Thank you guys for sticking around with me. And you guys will get this. This recording will come out. I will post it in an email. And in it will be in a blog within the next, it should be there by Monday. Last week I had a little bit of issues working with my team, but this week we should be on point. So this audio, you guys will receive this audio. You can download it, listen to it as many times as you want, pass it on to a friend. And ladies, thank you. Thank you again tonight. Make an amazing, amazing, amazing night. Please get your dance on, because I promise you, I'm getting ready to turn my NDIRE song on, Private Party, and I'm literally getting ready to have myself a private party. You guys, I absolutely love you. I will see you guys soon. Thank you. I received that. I will see you guys soon. You guys can connect with me if you aren't connected through on Facebook. Please connect with me on Facebook if you were invited here to the call tonight. And other than that, I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.